This is day 40 of St. Mark's Church Journey Through the Psalms for Lent. Sunday the 10th of April, and we're reading Psalm 125. I'm reading from the New International Version. It's a very short psalm, so I'm going to read the whole thing. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be shaken, but endures forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people, both now and forevermore. The scepter of the wicked will not remain over the land allotted to the righteous, for then the righteous might use their hands to do evil. Do good, O Lord, to those who are good, to those who are upright in heart. But those who turn to crooked ways, the Lord will banish with the evildoers. Peace be upon Israel. There is plenty of material here that will now be familiar from our journey through the Psalms. Writing no doubt at a time of conflict, the psalmist grieves over the scepter or authority of the wicked in verse 3, which appears to be over the righteous. He longs for a day when this will end. He recognises that God's final victory cannot be compatible with such behaviour carrying on. He prays, as the psalmists often do, for God to bless those who follow him and to judge those who don't, because he, like us, often observes that this doesn't yet happen in this in-between time that we live in, when Jesus has won the victory over death and evil, but the final victory has yet to be realised. However, my eye was drawn most to the first two verses, where the psalmist uses the image of mountains in two different ways. Both are memorable, and both can help us when we face hardship, as the psalmist appears to have been. In verse 1, we're told that those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be shaken, but endures forever. When we trust in God, we are, in the light of eternity, unshakable, however shaky we feel here and now. Verse 2 adds other mountains, familiar to the readers, and uses them in a different way. He says, as the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people, both now and forevermore. Here, the unmovable mountain represents not faithful Christians, but God's love for us. It's always been there. It can't change. Nothing can move it. So as we reflect, let's remember in a world of hardship and injustice that God's love is unshakable like a mighty mountain. And as we cling to that love and trust in him in all circumstances, we can become as strong and unyielding as a mountain too. So let's finish with a prayer based on this reflection. Lord Jesus, whatever we are going through today, whatever hardship and whatever evil we face, may we know you as our rock, our loving, unmovable mountain. And may we take on those same qualities of strength and unmovability as we trust in you. In Jesus' name, Amen.